because I've seen it happen. One, we are getting a lot of attention because we made a lot of moves. But at the same time, when you win 73 games and you lose 89 games, if you plan on contending, you better make a lot of moves. I mean, you're far away. So I've always said this offseason, I'd much rather be Detroit, that's coming off a World Series appearance. They re-signed Anibal Sanchez. They added Torii Hunter, and they're done. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to get the fanfare, but they're already good, so they didn't need to do a lot of things. So same thing with the Orioles. People talk about all the Orioles. Well, they won over 90 games. The Yankees the same way. People talk about them. They had a ton of injuries last year. They lost Mariano. They lost A-Rod. They lost Gardner. I mean, the list goes on. They lost Andy Pettit. The list goes on and on, and they still won 95 games. So we won 73. We have such a long hill to climb, and as far as I'm concerned, we're a fourth-place team. That's what we're coming off of. Everyone got better in their own way, and we're trying to get to the level with the other teams.
For years now, everybody in the AL East has been trying to catch the Yankees, so you can measure yourself against them. Do you look at it internally as a window of opportunity, seeing them being knocked down a couple of pegs?
I don't, and everyone says that, oh, you know, it's funny. I read all these articles, obviously, say, oh, you know, the Blue Jays had discussions, and they said, oh, this is our window. And you can maybe say that about clubs with lower payrolls like Tampa, or I wouldn't say the Orioles so much, but the Yankees and the Red Sox, the resources that they have, there are no windows against them. They always have money. They always have the ability to turn around. You know, take our club, for example. You know, we were in fourth place coming off a really bad year. And in one off season, all of a sudden, now everyone's optimistic. And we're not the Yankees. We're not the Red Sox. We haven't had their type of success. So if we can all of a sudden change the perception in 3 months, the Yankees certainly can change it. There's no window where they're going to be down for 2 or 3 years. Everyone could have a bad year. But the New York Yankees have missed the playoffs before. But, you know, Brian Cashman, since he's been the GM, I think in 14 years, has missed the playoff once. I'm not betting against them.
The thing I keep pointing at, too, is that as many good moves as you guys have made, it's been 20 years since the Blue Jays as an organization have won 90 games in a season. So it's you still have to prove that the pieces fit.
Absolutely. You have to prove the pieces fit. Everyone can stay healthy, perform the way they're capable of. And, look, we can use Anaheim last year. A lot of fanfare. Again, they had a good season. They didn't reach their goal of the playoffs in the World Series, but they had a good season, but they didn't get there. The Red Sox, 2 years ago. Yeah, same thing. They had a good season.
Marlins.
Right. They had, those teams still won 89, 90 games, but they didn't get to the playoffs. So from that standpoint, again, I understand that we're a story because of the money we spent, the players we added. But again, if we were going to try to be that team that can contend, we had to do a lot. We had that much work to do.
Now the perception of the Yankees has changed in the last 2 weeks, too, because of Granderson and Teixeira. Does that change the perception you have of them?
No, there's no question. You lose that type of offense, it's going to hurt them offensively. But if they pitch, which I think they will, and that's another thing people talk about, you know, the rotation. Well, I don't know that you can sit there and say, okay, for the next 5-6 years, that rotation is going to be intact. Sure, but if I'm going into 2013 with guys like Sabathia, Pettit, Kuroda, Hughes, Nova, Phelps, that's pretty good. For 1 year, no problem. And you know what? I'm sure they'll worry about the following year, the year after that. They've done a great job on one-year contracts. So Tampa's the best example. They've pitched for the last 5 years and had questionable offenses, and they've won the division twice. They've been to the playoffs multiple times. So the New York Yankees, I believe, no doubt, will have a very good bullpen. They'll have a very good rotation. Sure, they're banged up offensively, but there's teams in this division that have proven if you pitch, you have a chance, and they're going to have a chance, no doubt about it.
You got 3 weeks to opening day. What have you learned about your team?
I don't know, to be honest with you. And that's just, I guess, because we have so many guys in camp. We lost a lot of guys to the Classic as well. I'd say probably that, you know, of all the guys that we brought in, the person which was expected, I guess, Reyes was really fun to watch for the little time he was here. And he was having a great start to the spring. But you know what? For me, I really, and I've said this, we talk about it internally. You know, position player wise, we feel good about it, but it's going to come down to the rotation for us. If the rotation does what they're capable of and keep us in games, obviously impacts the bullpen, and that's going to dictate our season if all five starters do a good job for us.
How much of what you're talking about is not wanting the bullseye, you know, trying to deflect, and how
part
much
of it too?
It for real?
Both. Oh yeah. I don't want the bullseye. I also want to make sure that there's a humility in this organization. You know, I guess it's and it's not about me or the manager, but I do think as the leaders of the organization, we're responsible for setting the tone. And I think humility is important in life, let alone sports. So from that standpoint, I just think it's wrong if we for a second try to stick out our chest because we made some trades in the offseason or spent some money. Anybody can do that. It doesn't take a lot of talent or skill to spend money or brains. So, you know, I think we have to earn everyone's respect. And because we made some transactions in the winter that the team got better, how do you not respect those other teams that have already done it? We're the only team in the division that hasn't been in the playoffs in a long time. So, you know, we're trying to get there.